Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Making fun of myself or making faces at myself. Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that for real. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to have a clue. You will at least agree with me there. I mean, seriously. Anyway, look, a couple quick things. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. A lot you can deal with. But most of all, a couple things here. Is, you know, Mike Lindell beating his brains out to try to put a platform together. I got to tell you, the guy's a great guy, nice guy, but what a disaster that was. And because everybody's, you know, bending over backwards to help the guy, they want to do the right thing or they want to help him out. Some, I'm sure, want to take advantage of him. But really, you know, you take it slow, you take your time, you do it right. So when it's released, when it's working, people get frustrated and try to make it happen. Because when it comes to the web world, people don't like to go back to something that just flat out isn't working. So a couple things here. Mike Lindell has put together programs to help guys like me or programs like mine. If you head over to MyPillow.com, there is more than My Pillows there, all right? He's got slippers for men, slippers for women. He is, yes, men and women. He doesn't make cisgen slippers. He doesn't make gender-neutral slippers, either or, okay? And, you know, he's got kids' pillows. He's got sheets and blankets and all kinds of stuff that you want to try to, you know, take advantage of. And use the promo code Joe. Can't make it any simpler than that for you, right? Promo code Joe. And you'll get yourself a discount, and I'll get some brownie points. I'll always, always appreciate you supporting the people that support the show. And look, it's getting harder and harder and harder going down that road. Harder and harder to get people to do that because they don't want their businesses beat up over it. And, you know, he has had his share of issues. Anyway. You know, I almost said I had the pleasure of meeting this guy, but he was the epitome of a what do they call him? A curmudgeon. James Carville. He says he woke up the crap beat out of it in a special congressional election. And he went on, see, and he's never been one that's been PC or been shy about speaking his mind, if you would. He said, right now, the veteran Democrat, the Democrats are in a world of hurt. Right? Remember, he first grabbed national attention as the top strategist on Arkansas Governor Billy Bob Clinton when he ran for president in 1992. And right now, he's taking aim at the wokeness in his own party. He's talking about how dangerous it is. Now, Carville's a Louisiana native. They used to call him the Raging Cajun. Now, he points to Saturday's comfortable victory by more moderate Democrat over the more progressive rival in a special election runoff in the 2nd Congressional District, in his area. He said that the woke got the crap beat out of them. State Senator Troy Carter. He topped State Senator Karen Carter, Peterson, by 10 points in a race to fill the congressional seat left vacant by Representative Cedric Richmond. Now, he represented the district for about a decade, and he stepped out to join President Biden's administration. Now, Carter, who was endorsed early by Richmond, enjoyed the backing of the powerful rep, Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. Had a lot of local unions that were on his side. But Carter Peterson, who made history as the first female Democrat, ran as a more progressive, right, was spouting and spewing more progressive policies. I mean, I don't know if these people, really, if they look at their districts, they look at who's voting in their districts, if they really don't know the message that they need to, even if they're not being honest about it, I want them to be honest, but even if you're not going to be honest about it, you've got to speak to the group to make sure you get the votes you want or need or should get. Progressivism in some areas isn't it. And if you don't know that, how can you represent that area? Right? I mean, she had Senator Elizabeth Warren come to her aid. I don't know why. AOC. I mean, these guys are really nuts. And she had support from Emily's List. I mean, this is why I keep telling our party, I keep telling our pity, you need to open your mouth really, truly, and let people know what these groups are all about. Even if your best friend at church is a Democrat and was going to vote for some of these people, you need to look at them. I just did this to a friend of mine. I said, as a Christian, how did you check the Biden box? Even if you didn't want to vote for Trump for whatever reason, how do you check the box of a baby killer? How do you do that? How are you going to look at God in the face and say, I checked the box of a man that openly supported abortion, which is 180 degrees against your law? Let that sink in for a second. Now, Peterson was saying that Carter wasn't progressive enough. She was so she didn't go far enough left, is what they're saying is why they lost, or why she lost. But it's just amazing. Carville says, no way, no how, you're wrong. And I agree with him. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Well, it's early yet.
I am back. We are, but I'm not sure you are. I know I am. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that's why I say be part of the solution. The way you do that, come on, you all know the drill. You get involved and you get engaged. Really that simple. Hey, I was talking about how James Carville, well known as a Democrat strategist, you know, he was with President Billy Bob Clinton, helped him win his races. He is very concerned about the woke movement in his party. Now, there's plenty in the party that aren't. They're dumb enough to believe that this actually is going to go somewhere and do something, which I'm just floored about. This truly, this truly is a problem, and that's just. Not just for Dems as a whole. mean, I'm hoping there's no Republicans that end up going down this progressive road, if you would. Now, Carville knows it's a majority black and heavily blue district that stretches from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. He knows it really well. He grew up there. In an interview on Tuesday, he highlighted that Peterson was saying that Carter wasn't progressive enough. She was running at him totally from a woke left position. He didn't buy into it. He ran a Jim Clyburn, Joe Biden, Cedric Richmond kind of campaign. And he won, and he won big. He would have won bigger if it wouldn't have been for such a low turnout election. And the spending against him from his own party was horrendous. Which is always amazing to me. You know, they always say you can't buy an election. No, there have been grassroots campaigns I've been part of, and we have won. Being outspent, outnumbered, out everything, 6-1, we still have won. You can do it. You have to have the right people. You have to have real enthusiasm. You know, people that are just there because they want to be part of a campaign is one thing. People that are there because they truly believe in the candidate, that's a whole different animal. It's just a whole different thing altogether. Carville criticized Peterson for running a national campaign. He said that she was the perfect faculty lounge candidate. He explained that he was referring to people in the faculty lounges as, you know, they're elite college campus people. They speak a whole different language than the average voter. And he's right. You know, you ever notice that these big city politicians, the AOCs of the world, if you would, people from San Francisco, Pelosi, they don't know what the little people want. They have no clue. They don't know what the little people are up against, so to speak. And I say little people, and you know what I mean by that. They're not city folk. They can't be, you know, they cling to their guns and Bibles, so they can't be that smart. And I was talking to somebody today about the fact that our founding fathers, when you really look at what they wanted, you read their letters to each other, you read their speeches. Public education was not supposed to be about the LGBTQ ABCD community. It wasn't supposed to be about, you know, what the biological difference is. This is not what it was all about. It's for the love of God, love of country. I mean, they wrote about this, but you won't hear this in school. You'll never hear this in school. I would love to find a teacher, not in the Bible Belt. Well, even that might be hard. I would love to find a teacher that's truly teaching biblical, well, I shouldn't put it that way, teaching history as our founding fathers wanted it taught, with a biblical edge to it. I want to know why our Supreme Court, who is supposed to uphold the Constitution, look at the will of the founding fathers, why they've never done that. Really. Back to Carville. He has been beaten up, and he's been really vocal about it. The far left in his own party. He has made these comments over and over and over again on different shows all across the spectrum. And he said the results of Saturday's special election runoff in Louisiana, they have national implications. And it's another warning sign to the Democrat Party. See, even though they have control of the House and Senate, it's a very slim control. And they lost big time. I mean, based on the numbers, they lost big time. Pointing to the party's down-ballot troubles in the last year's House showdowns, the GOP took a big bite of the Democrats' majority. So they can't play any games. Now, Carville asked a question I always ask. How many times do you have to see it doesn't work? It's like with Fauci. How many times does he have to be wrong before you finally go, okay, move him along and find somebody else who has a clue? He went on to say that the reason that Biden won the nomination is he actually understands what the Democrat Party stands for. Well, I wish I would. I don't. I'm sure there's many in the Democrat Party that don't know what they stand for. They don't stand for the little guy anymore. Nobody know how. Right? Let me see what else I got. What other crazy stuff I got? Oh, yeah. CNN. They totally ignore Kerry. Not even a story they should be, I guess, talking about, thinking about, or whatever. Don't get it. But they applaud the firing of the North Carolina councilman for his white privilege. The councilman refused to call the public health officer doctor in spite of her repeated requests. So even though they felt the story about John Kerry, even if it was true, didn't want to talk about it or around it, right? Nothing would be brought up about it. John Berman and Brianna Kyler and Laura Jarrett found time Tuesday to celebrate the firing of a man after he refused to address a female public health official as doctor. Jarrett claimed that the interaction between former Greensboro, North Carolina zoning commissioner, Tony Collins, who's white, isn't it funny how it doesn't matter what the situation is anymore. It is always racist. Always. Jarrett claimed the interaction between former Greensboro, North Carolina zoning commissioner, member Tony Collins, who is white, and UNC Greensboro public health professor Dr. Kerry Rosario, who is black, spoke to a larger issue about respect. Jarrett then played a video clip of the interaction between Collins and Rosario, and the trio broke down the fallout. Kerry, former Secretary of State, who has denied reports, you know, about his Iranian counterpart, went unmentioned. Not a word on the broadcast. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outdoors. The agency announced Tuesday that those who have received both Pfizer or Moderna shots or the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine can ditch the mask if they're attending a small outdoor gathering or dining at an outdoor restaurant. The CDC still recommends mask wearing at crowded outdoor events or indoor gatherings with unvaccinated people. and U.S. Navy vessels operating in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots Monday night at a group of Iranian military boats. The Navy says a group of Iranian fast inshore attack craft approached a pair of American patrol boats with unknown intent, coming as close as 68 yards to both ships. The USS Firebolt and the US CGC Baranof issued multiple warnings via radio and other methods before the Firebolt fired warning shots at the Iranian vessels, after which they moved away to a safe distance. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Feel the rhythm now.
Every time I hear this song, I think of those, what do they call it, flappers from the 20s, the dancers? The girls with the, they look like swim caps on, right? Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're with me. All right. You know, just did that story about James Carville. And James gets it. I'm not a big fan of his, but he's, you know, old-time politician, old-time strategist. This is what you do. This is what the people need. This is what the people want. End of discussion. Have a nice day. And I very much appreciate some of these people. I'm tired, even from our own people. I'm tired of all the rhetoric and the garbage and the crap that we listen to. And come on, that's what it is, right? Am I wrong here? Even on the left, they're selling you a bill of goods too. Don't think they're not trying to get you on their side by lying to you. Man, spend a whole week sometime checking them out and whoever them are. Check them out. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So, I've got a clip, it's a couple of minutes long, and it's the black conservatives who have finally, and I've said this for a long time, the dam is going to crack eventually. You have no way to keep it together when you keep lying to them. And they'll figure it out, and they'll see it, because unlike the other side, we really don't believe that they're stupid. We think there's a lot you can do on your own, and that's why we don't coddle, or, you know, we don't do everything for you, or almost for you. 855-REAL-JOE. Let's listen to what some conservative, black, informed voters have to say.
My biggest peeve is when people say, we've made no progress in slavery. Are you kidding me?
The African-American unemployment rate has hit the lowest level ever recorded in the history of...
Mr. President, we've come a long way. Yes. A long way that winning, winning, and winning. Yes. And you know what? I haven't got tired of winning.
He flipped the question. You see what I'm saying? No, he can't answer
that. That was my original question.
We asked you originally, why don't you like Trump? And you flipped it because you have no answer.
And I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump.
Do you hear the arrogance of these white folks? That was Chelsea, whatever her name is. I mean, seriously, Handler. She had to remind... It's a white woman. telling a black, she had to remind a black guy that he was black, because, you know, he would have never known it without her help. Thank God she was there. And then he couldn't vote for Trump because he was black. So not only did she remind him he was black, she reminded him that he was too dumb to remember, and that he was too stupid to figure it out on his own.
Love this country. I don't want my country to be portrayed like this.
And the only time you see Al Sharpton is whenever a white person has killed a black person. But when it's the black person has killed another black person, Al Sharpton go hide his head like a turtle.
But when we make everything in China and not in America, then we're cheating on our country. And we're putting people in positions that have to do illegal things to end up in the cheapest factory ever, the prison system.
You know, we'll talk about that after. I had a discussion with one of my black friends last week about why people steal. Not there.
I love being a patriot and I love capitalism. I'm conservative. Why do I love all that stuff? Because you look at history, this is why we have the greatest country. It's because of Christ and because of conservatism.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
No, you a clown, bro.
You know, it's and again, really, the Democrat rank and file is starting to see where they're going. Now, this was happening during the campaign last year, just before, when we saw, the walk-away movement. That was a big deal. That was a really big deal. And it was nice to see so many people waking up to it and looking at it going, yeah, these people don't stand for me. They don't speak for me. I got nothing to do with them.
I am oppressed. The white people are oppressing me. Why are they to oppress you?
That was great. A black woman, you know, making fun of other black people saying the white folks are oppressing. They're oppressing. Where? Where is it happening? Show me actual examples. You know, I mean, seriously, I'm not saying there aren't pockets of it here and there. There aren't pockets of racism. But to say it's systemic, it's consistent, it's daily, the cops are out looking for you, that's a lie. That is a flat-out lie.
We're here to wake up as many people as we can to the truth, as many people as we can to understand who they are internally and have that come to fruition.
You got to hear this. This guy's great.
More questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Black Lives Matter is a joke!
Yep. Ooh. Well, God protect that woman.
I'm the racist! The racist is you!
We brainwashed out here, bro. Come on, man, this is a free man talking. Democrats had us voting Democrats for food stamps for years, bro. Come on, man.
It's not the color of people, it's the mentality of people. That's nothing to do with color. That's to do with mentality. We change the way we think and the way we move. It doesn't matter. First of all, we live in a hood. Why we can't put our money together as a community to fix it?
Are you hearing this guy? It's a mindset. And he said, even though we live in the hood, so you live in the hood, why can't we pull together and fix it? He's right. It's been done all over the country. And you can call it the hood if you want to, right? Blacks have hoods. Italian areas have the hood. There are white, you know, we used to call it, white trash area, right? Everybody's got their communities. Everybody's got their areas. They should be, and you can't talk about it because then you're politically incorrect. I don't care. Have you guys figured it out yet? Nobody figured out, the skin's pretty thick. The belly's thick, the skin's thick, I'm just thick. I'm thick. That's all there is to it. But I mean, seriously, this is how you fix your life. This is how you get out of the situation you're in. When you realize that you have a problem that needs to be fixed, and then you're willing to look into it and see what that problem is, or see what it takes to fix that problem. Like I have said a million times, if Sharpton and Jackson, the right reverends, would actually get a million-man march together for Chicago, or even tens of thousands over the weekend, they'd be able to fix a lot, wouldn't they? Seriously.
Why we can't put our money together as a community to fix it? Why we not wait for the government? I don't want the government to with that. We don't need the government for that.
Guns in the...
Yeah, look at that. We don't want the government to fix it. We don't want... There's a black man in a black community with a bunch of black folks nodding their head. They don't want the government there. I mean, honestly, for the most part, the government has been nothing but a thorn in the flesh of the black community. In more ways than one.
Guns in the 80s, taking the fathers out the home, Plan B, lowering our votes, making us abort our children.
Tell me why Donald Trump is racist. They can't tell you.
You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address the things that I said today that are actually harming black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high. Abortion ranks high. White supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce. And it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle, and it needs to stop.
And you,
Candace Owen, God bless her. She is all over this, and she's not having it. You know what I mean? I think, is there one more?
Black.
Yeah. Did Joe Biden say it, and you ain't black. A white man telling a black man, you ain't. Do you understand how condescending that is? You have the Democrat Party telling you what you should think, how you should think, how you should vote, what you should eat, where you should live, where you should go to live, where it's better for you, and why the Republicans are so bad, and why the white folk hate your guts. I mean, seriously. And you're buying it. I don't care what color you are, you're buying it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Real time at GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give a call. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, and seriously, the somebody just wrote, and you're so right in the chat room as far as how the Chinese called us out on our own land, our own property. And instead of us going, wait a minute, you're calling us out for the perceived, or what you believe to be, is black slaughter, or whatever you want to call it, whatever they were calling it. And yet you've killed millions of people in the name of communism. Millions in the name of communism. And you've got the guts. See, nobody on Joe's team has the guts to do anything like that. Nobody. Not a one. He's got, not even him. No strong people at all. Well, no, I was going to say Harris. Harris is probably one of the strongest ones. You know? And that, and think about that. That's pretty sad in and of itself, too. Joe Manchin said that passing sweeping Democratic election bill on a partisan line could truly spur anarchy. I think he sees it. You know what I mean? He knows what's up and what's going on. Senator Joe Manchin, I know some of you say you don't trust him. I don't trust him either. But my God, if he's totally against what they're doing, he's not so much totally the enemy. Senator Joe Manchin warned in an interview that a push among Senate Democrats to approve a sweeping overhaul of federal voting laws without bipartisan support would really erode public trust in elections. And it may even result in anarchy. I agree with him. I've been saying it on the show for a long time, and it wasn't because I'm looking for a fight, because I don't want a fight. I don't want bloodshed. I don't want anything bad happening. Really. But frankly, you keep pitting black against white. You keep talking about how bad the white people are, the way you're doing it. You got the middle part of the country where you have black farmers getting money first, not everybody equally, and other things. You're talking about reparations as well. I mean, all this stuff you're talking about is going to cost money to somebody. And people that had nothing to do with slavery. People who truly really abhor slavery. You're going to make them pay? That's not right. That's not right at all. Manchin is a key swing vote to Senate push back on calls to reform or abolish the filibuster. The Democrat-backed bill known as For the People Act, Bull Buckies. The House passed the measure in a party-line vote in March, but Republicans have widely opposed the voting overhaul, and Democrats are unlikely to secure the 60 votes required that they need to break it. So now what they're trying to do, because they don't have the votes they need, because they can't get what they want, they're looking to break. Remember, every one of these voting irregularities or rules or what have you, the Dems have broke them first. The Dems have decided they couldn't get what they wanted until they broke them. And even in the last one, when Mitch McConnell said, don't do this, because we will be in power at some point in time, and you'll have nothing to stand on. Right, think about it. How in the world could you, with the tension we have right now, allow a voting bill to restructure the voting of America on a partisan line, Manchin said. Right, when he was talking about, you know, I'm telling you, the man has got some fear going on in doing this. H.R. 1 would put a nonpartisan commission in charge of gerrymandering rather than party-controlled state legislatures. It would expand early and absentee voting. It would ease restrictions on state voter registration, overhaul the campaign finance system. And the Democrats have argued that the changes are necessary to ensure fair access to election process. How about this? How about just as something simple as voter ID? Signature verification. Right? It is, when you're talking about expanding, right, voter rights or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't mean you just open the whole thing up to fraud. Register, you know, when it comes to voter reg, I mean, seriously, we've got the computer systems to do it. And some of you are all wigged out when somebody has too much information on you. Well, how do you explain to me without the computers? Now, I'm not saying we should vote by computer, because that's not it at all for me. But we should be using instantaneous checks in some kind of data bank. So when I go to vote here locally, they go, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Messina, but you're registered to vote in Texas, New Jersey, Chicago, and, you know, wherever else, Miami. Same date of birth, same social security number, same name, same. We got a problem here. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, if my credit report that has my house mortgage, credit cards, and everything else on it show me living in Los Angeles, and everything matches, and yet I'm voting in Texas, you know, Miami, New York, and Chicago, we got a problem here. If my voter ID shows, or I go to vote, and it shows that I am 160 years old, That'll look a day over 40. We got a problem. We need to fix it. That's what we need to fix. What Democrats have put together is it is totally 110% in their favor. They have no right to tell the states what to do. Now, here's what I will say. If the states would get their act together and they would do voter roll cleanup, number one, right? And if they really, really, really want to go down this road, we really were forced into this. The 37 plus states that are run by Republican legislators, I would flip it around. And I would have two election days. I would have one for the general election of state and local and that kind of thing, you know, all those. And then a week later, I have one just for the president, just for the federal one. That's how I would do it. Democrats are arguing that you got to do these things. Manchin noted that many Americans already distrust existing voting systems, especially after 2020. He argued that the Democrat-backed overhaul of the voting laws without Republican support further would lead, not could, but would lead to anarchy. He cited January 6th riot at the Capitol when support is down again. I don't agree with this statement. He tends to believe they were all supporters of former President Trump. He said, I just believe with my whole heart and soul that's what would happen. I'm not going to be part of it. Manchin has broken with Democrat Party leadership on several key issues in recent months, including a push for an inclusion of a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. His area is more and more conservative. He has got to watch himself. You know, and again, he has remained adamant that he would not support any effort to get rid of the filibuster, and they need his vote. Now, to my Christian friends, you need to pray that he holds strong. Right? I mean, whether he's on your party or not, you need to pray that he is strong. It's really that simple. Actress and Me Too activist Rose McGowan. I mean, some of these people are waking up. This is, again, I don't really get into the entertainment part of the world here. But here you get an actress who says, hey, I was for every one of their causes. I got problems now. She accused Democrats of being in a deep cult. McGowan, who says that she grew up in a cult called the Children of God. I'm not familiar with this group. These are her words. She once identified as a Democrat, but no longer embraces political labels. Well, I guess she's political neutral. She said, I do believe that Democrats most especially are in a deep cult that they really don't know about, and they aren't really aware of it. She was on with Tammy Bruce when she was talking about this. She said, I leave the Republic ready for this one. This is so true. For the most part. I leave the Republicans alone more because I do respect people more that are like, this is what we are. This is what we're about. This is what we're against. So we have defined, definite reasons and things that we stand for. She said, I find the Democrats are really pretty much against all the same things. And she said, they masquerade as helpers, but they're really not. She said, my persecution and awakening from being a Democrat was so much about what I do and what I say now, and so much about realizing how hardcore a cult it actually is. How much it does to women and people says it's going to help. They've achieved nothing. I have a newfound respect for this woman. A Democrat who left the plantation, so to speak. Seriously, you need to find more. We can turn them with the truth. I keep telling you that. I'm not so sure you believe me. But we can turn them with the truth. Keep feeding the truth. Keep talking with them. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And don't do anything stupid. I'll watch you back here with me tomorrow.